I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
One, when I was sworn in, which was earlier this year in February, the very first thing I did was send letters to every single state in America and said, never before has the federal government asked for the data, but it is a new day. President Trump is the president. We know there's a lot of fraud. We need to help partner with you all to figure out how to make sure that this money and these benefits go to those who truly need it and not rife with fraud and corruption. 29 states, mostly the red states, responded with their data sets February, March, April. So the numbers that you're talking through, those are numbers that we have been collecting and analyzing since early summer, late spring. Okay. The fact that this spotlight shined on SNAP has allowed us to talk about it. But here's the most unbelievable news I have really just over the last few days, that 5,000 dead people, that was just 1 month. The number is closer to 186,000 deceased men and women and children in this country are receiving a check. Now, that is what we're really going to start clamping down on. 500,000 are getting two.
That is Brooke Rollin, our ag secretary, pointing out the ripe fraud that exists inside our SNAP benefit programs, our food giveaway programs, food intended to help the most vulnerable, being stolen, ripped off from them. I do not want to hear the left cry out, oh my God, the Republicans are taking food from babies. You guys and your theft and your thievery, you've been taking money from babies. And in fact, you've been giving checks to dead men. I don't know what that'll get you in heaven or hell, but it's not going to do any good. And what is worse, it's money coming out of the coffers to help the American public. Every time you hear the left complain about, we don't have enough, we're just poor mouthing here. We got nothing. You got it. You abused it. You wasted it. You stole it. You're burning it up left and right. And you do not give a damn about the American people who are suffering. You think I'm on fire now? Oh, hell yeah. I mean, we're just starting every program like this. I'm telling you, I come out like a bull charging out of the gate. Hang on if you can for 8 seconds. I doubt you can. Here we are, hour number one, Larry Connors USA, November 14, 2026. Glad to be with you. Glad to have you with us. And reminding you, with every Larry Connors USA program, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You're going to walk away with more knowledge than you have right this moment. I promise you. Test me. Take notes. See at the end of the hour, see what you learned that you did not know. And I'm not saying you're stupid. I'm just saying that I make a living digging up this stuff so I can give it to you. And then you, in turn, share it to others. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. I encourage you to do it. We're not just sitting here watching the paint dry. We're getting involved. We want you involved. And you can also use our new app, our Newstalk STL app. You can listen to us from anywhere, anywhere. You download that for free on your phone. You push a couple buttons and you can share it to others so they can take part in listening. And whatever we have on the air at that moment is what you will hear. For instance, right now, guess what? Larry Connors USA. But if you pick another time, you'll get another one of our great hosts and programs. And everything goes up as a podcast later, audio and video, at LarryConnorsUSA.com, at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Facebook, and at News Talk STL Facebook. We've got it for you. There's no reason for you to miss anything. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of stuff we put out in front of you. I strongly encourage you to make sure you get others involved in listening. This is not just politics. I know a lot of folks think, oh, what do? You just talk politics? Well, there are so many things that are tied to politics, but we throw a wide net. I mean, look, we are preceded by Speaker Tim Jones and Chris Arps, and they do an excellent job of setting the stage for a lot of the local issues as well as national. My job is to throw a wider net. If you don't live in Greenville, Illinois, you could care less about what's happening in Greenville, Illinois. But if you live in this country, you want to know what's happening. So that's why we throw a wide net for you every time. Let me give you a preview of what's coming up in our next hour. The U.S. Navy is putting heavy, heavy pressure into the Caribbean against the narco nations. Oh, they're screaming, they're shouting, but there's not much they can do about it. And later in this hour, the number of children, are you listening? Are you listening? The number of children exposed to online porn is shameful. What is being done to put an end to that? And at the end of the hour, our new feature, The Story Behind the Story. Today's story is going to focus on a 65-mile-long line of tornadoes striking at night, leaving a destruction and death. I was there to cover that story, and I've got to tell you, the things I saw can't put out of your mind. That'll be coming up later. Also, take a moment to remind you that we are in the need of giving people that need help, true help. So we have various food containers set up for you to contribute. Non-perishable items, please. You can drop them off at Chris's Pancake House, Michael's Flooring, and Bartolini's, and at News Talk STL. There is a bucket. Simply put your items in. They're appreciated. Now, back to Brooke Rollins talking about how we're trying to take care of the American people who truly are in need, and yet they're being stiffed by the government bureaucrats. Once again, Brooke Rollins.
But here's the really stunning thing. This is just data from those 29 mostly red states. Can you imagine when we get our hands on the blue state data, what we're going to find? It's going to give us a platform and a trajectory to fundamentally rebuild this program, have everyone reapply for their benefit, make sure that everyone that's taking a taxpayer-funded benefit through SNAP or food stamps, that they literally are vulnerable and they can't survive without it. And that's the next step here.
So you're telling me that 500,000 people are getting two checks, and let me start with, are those checks being cashed? And then as far as the dead people, are those checks being cashed, or are they just being sent out and
the money
comes back?
No, the way that the program works, so through the EBT cards, electronic benefit, the checks don't really move. Instead, every state government has, we give the states the money, the states administer the program, which is why every state is so different, and the states then flow the money into those cards. So it is those cards that are full that either the person's dead or they're getting it twice. We found one guy in six states, the same guy, the same Social Security number, getting the same benefit in six different states and six different EBT cards. So these are the things that we're uncovering that for years no one's really ever dug into because the feds didn't have the system in place to do it. But we do now. The president has made this a priority. We will fix this program.
Let me put it to you this way. It was not just the feds did not have something in place to make it work. They could have. They didn't. They didn't mind the American people being ripped off. We'll bring an end to that. And every time you hear about, oh, the poor children, they're losing their SNAP benefits. Look at all the waste that has been pushed out the door. That would have fed children for decades. And going to the dead people. I don't think they need anything. Maybe a slice of devil cake or maybe a slice of angel cake, but that's it. In the meantime, Trump is making good on another promise, and that is to award our air traffic controllers who stayed on the job, $10,000 checks to those who stayed in the towers.
Today we are announcing that we are going to be handing out bonus checks of $10,000 to TSOs, to agents who work for TSA who served with exemplary service. And what that means is that we are going to not only continue their paychecks like they should have received all along, but also they're going to get a bonus check for stepping up, taking on extra shifts, for showing up each and every day, for serving the American people, and taking seriously the mission that the Department of Homeland Security takes seriously and that they take seriously every single day. And that's keeping the American people safe while they go and commute across the country and while they do their work and business and take care of their families.
Taking care of their families and your family. This all could have been resolved 3+ weeks ago. I told you then the Democrats are going to end up giving us exactly what is needed. But they're going to wait and wait and wait and try to cause chaos and get people all infumed and upset. And what they're getting is exactly what they would have gotten 3+ weeks ago. Now we're closer to Thanksgiving. And now we have traffic controllers who walked off the job. That puts more pressure on those who are on the job. We're already short a number of traffic controllers. We're trying to get more trained. It takes a while. And you don't take a new trainee and put them in the center of a hub airport. You put them in an outlying airport. But their job is still vital. Make no mistake about it. But what we've had here is a failure to communicate. That's exactly what it amounted to. A failure to communicate when we made it clear to them, we need you on the job. Some of them stayed. Some of them stayed out of duty. Some of them stayed, thought, if I leave the tower, that's going to put more burden on my fellow workers. I don't want to put them in a jeopardy situation. Riddle me this. Who wants to be the duty tower control when two planes collide? Nobody. So you're left with the less experienced or those who are being overworked. Stephen Miller of the White House said, actually, these guys just didn't care.
This shutdown was an example of just how little the Democrats care about Americans. They forced our national security workers to go without pay. They forced Americans to be stuck at airports, flights canceled at levels never seen before in history. Why? All for what? $1.5 trillion of demands, including free health care for illegal aliens, to bloat the government, to steal from taxpayers, to steal from working Americans. And at the end, after over 40 days, what did they get? Nothing. Defeated, humiliated, disgraced. But in the meantime, they sucked billions of dollars in wealth out of the economy.
They did. And they caused a lot of chaos for people who are trying to go see grandma or get grandma to come see them. They are stuck in a bind. Do we go? Do we not go? If we get a flight, is it going to stay? Are they going to get off the ground? They created this mess. Make no mistake about it. You point your finger to them, no one else. Now, the left, of course, wants you to say, oh, no, don't look at us. Turn that finger back around, back at you. Well, once again, Stephen Miller says, the Democrats who are taking part in all this, they got nothing.
The Democrats got nothing. They got nothing. Chuck Schumer went to the wall and lost. Hakeem Jeffries went to the wall and lost. Because at the end of the day, they could not convince Americans that we should shut down the government to fund their pet programs, to fund free benefits for illegal aliens, to fund health care for people who shouldn't even be in this country.
And that's the bottom line. I mean, we already talked about earlier about all the fraud and waste that exists in our country among those that supposedly are entitled. But it's been abused. It's been stolen. It's been siphoned off. It's just thrown out with the trash. There'll be more. We can get more. This is the way they've been running the government. Now, let me point out to you, this is not just a Democrat issue, but it's time for a full accountability. And those who have been responsible and have let this go into the depths on their watch, they should be held accountable. Same thing like members of Congress. Every time we have a shutdown or anything, rip the checks out of them and their staff. Their staff doesn't get paid. Now, the congressmen often have one foot in a wine yard in addition to Congress, so they're going to make some money. But their staff won't. I wonder how soon it would fold if their staff members are saying, I can't do this. I got to go earn a living for my kids. I can't stay here all the time. Good. Put the pressure where it deserves to be. Coming up later, our story of the story. A long night of a 65-mile-long string of tornadoes. That'll be coming up later before we wrap up this hour. But before, the fight to protect children from porn. You think you might know what's going on? I've got some shocking numbers. And it's enough to make you cry. It is. Because these are our most vulnerable. And they're being shopped around like tiddlywinks and sexually abused. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years, Ed Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor. I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town.
John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. This is a very, very disturbing study. It might be very hard for you to hear, but you need to know it. You need to know it for yourself, your family, your children, and not just for today, but your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, because there's nothing that looks like it's going to be slowed down anytime soon. Let me give you this straight stat, and this is from the UK Citizens Commission finding. Now, when I say UK, don't think, oh, it's their problem, it's not ours. It is your problem. It is your problem. 70, are you listening? Are you listening? 70% of children have seen pornography online. On one hand, you think, well, I guess, I mean, what exactly is pornography and how do they sue it and what age? This includes 73% of boys, 65% of girls. The average age of first exposure is 13. 27% are viewed porn by age 11, which many say that means they have seen porn, pornographic material, by the age of 6 or younger. To help us break it down and see where we're going from here is Leanne Richardson, founder of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas, also the book Turn Your Brain On to Get Your Game On, the how, what, why to peak performances. Lee, first of all, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you for having me. It's not a very pleasant subject we're going to discuss, but it certainly needs to be discussed.
Yeah, and you have had some personal experience in the sense that you had a son suffer a traumatic brain injury. Does that make a child with a brain injury more susceptible to this kind of filth?
You know, it's interesting. In that study, it did mention that there were more special education needs children that had seen porn compared to non-special education needs. So that's a roundabout answer. But I do think your point is that anything that creates vulnerability in brain health does create the opportunity to stumble in. And most of the children in this study had just stumbled into porn online. And when I say porn, I'm talking about violent porn,
yeah.
Strangulation, seeing somebody raped while they're asleep, seeing somebody slapped in the face. That really does impact the beliefs that we have about our bodies and our and how we should treat people.
You know, in growing up, many of us, depending on your age, I'm not trying to date you, but I think I recall the Three Stooges. They were always throwing pranks on each other, poking each other in the eye and doing all this kind of stuff. And it was somewhat harmless, and yet it could be dangerous, but it was an act of somewhat comedic material. This stuff, though, this is deadly in so many ways.
Absolutely. And when you think about an 11-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 13-year-old, their brains aren't ready to deal with that. They can't interpret what they're seeing. That prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that makes sense of all the complex situations, it's not fully developed until mid to late 20s. So instead of understanding pornography and seeing it as unrealistic, they can oftentimes interpret it as realistic, as normal.
And that's more common with boys. That's more common with boys, correct?
Well, 73% of boys and 65% of girls, that's not a big, I think that how they're affected by it is different. The one of the points made in the study was that it's believed that women will say no the first time, but they can be persuaded. And that's not something I agree with, but that was a point made in the study.
Part of the study, of course, looks at how they even get it and how it's been basically shopped around to them and presented all the way from class education, so-called sex education, to out-and-out filth and pornography.
Well, and pornography is not education. But what surprised me is most of the Twitter, which is now X, is the most common source. There's more porn there than on dedicated porn sites. And, of course, social media offers some. Instagram did, TikTok did, Facebook did. But it's those spots where, you know, I don't think those children, and they are children, are looking for it. I think that they just come upon it. Now, what I don't understand, how is an 11-year-old or why is an 11-year-old on X or Twitter?
Right. Now, back in the day, if there were Playboy magazines around at a house where maybe you were babysitting and boys were looking at them, girls were looking at them, and it was somewhat more benign, and yet it was already beginning to creep into mindset.
Well, and you're right, because children are naturally curious, and a Playboy magazine was different than seeing somebody raped while they're asleep.
I only read the articles, by the way. So go ahead.
Okay. Okay, you're forgiven.
Okay.
But, you know, when curiosity collides with content that you're not emotionally prepared for, you feel embarrassed, you feel ashamed. And that, I believe, this is attaching shame to curiosity. And I think curiosity is one of the best qualities that you can have.
And part of that involves body shaming. If you don't look like this, then you're nobody.
Absolutely. And it, on top of that, it creates unrealistic expectations. You know, young kids, when they see that, are they forming beliefs that this is what people expect of me when I'm older? That's scary. This is what I have to look like or act like to be accepted. Those beliefs will undermine their confidence and their healthy self-worth.
Now, for years, the homosexual community, lesbian community, was considered the plague upon the kids because they would actually prey upon them. But I have some homosexual and gay friends. It's their lifestyle, not mine, but they're adults, and they made their decision. But they are absolutely opposed to what's happening as children are being victimized right now by these LGBTQ plus 1A. They just keep adding the alphabet to make their numbers bigger.
Well, of course, sir. Just because you're gay or you have a different lifestyle doesn't mean that you support activity that is hurting children. And it is, because when they're looking at that porn, it's overstimulating their nervous system. And if you do that, that messes up the brain's reward system. And they become overwhelmed, and that leads to anxiety, insomnia, intrusive images, early addictive patterns. So there's nothing right about engaging in pornography when you're 6, 11, 13 years right.
Well, in the beginning, for many kids, it literally starts as playing doctor. They don't know. They're examining different parts. They have no idea what they're doing. They don't realize what the next step is.
No, and it's better if we keep it that way.
Yeah. What do you say to parents in trying to help get their kids to this level? I had two girls. So we got a book, and I gave the book to my wife, said, we have girls, you teach them. If they're boys, I would teach them. I don't know if I did the right thing or not. We've been very blessed with both of them. But there is so much confusion for adults on how to handle it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're embarrassed for them to think about how you talk about this. And you walk a fine line. You certainly do not want them to think that you're supporting it, or that you're the parent, and your job is to educate. It's hard when you're educating on something like pornography that will disrupt their healthy development.
And what about parents who are pushing them into a different gender?
Well, that's something that I don't know what to say about that. I think that I always believe that parents have their children's health as number one, and there are a lot of parents that don't.
I want to thank you very much, Lee. We would like to do it again. Lee Richardson, founder of the Brain Performance Center, in Dallas. And the book is Turn Your Brain On, Get Your Game On. Thank you, Lee.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS, Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Walk out the door. Just turn around now. Cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with the fire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
This is a story that happened in the spring of 1970. I was in the Texas Panhandle at the time. As you well know, that part of Texas is often called Tornado Alley, and for right purposes. You get confluences of warm and uplifting air and cold air colliding. You get massive thunderstorms and often tornadoes. This is before there were so-called tornado chasers. But I fancied myself to be one, and every time there would be a posting of a threat of a tornado, I would go sit up on the outside of the town where I was at that time, Amarillo, and watch the sky and see all kinds of things in the sky, but never a funnel. And this is a time where we didn't have cell phones, but we had cameras, movie-type cameras, where we could get pictures. And I'd sat out there for hours until finally the storm would pass and nothing would come out of it. Always left kind of rejected. Until the night, April 18, 1970. The official wording was, this was an F4 tornado. They're gauged by their intensity. It was not the biggest tornado in Texas history. There was one that would follow later in the evening hours of May 11, Lubbock, Texas. An extremely violent vortex hitting a large portion of the city of Lubbock. 26 fatalities, $250 million in damage, equivalent to today's number of north of $3 billion. But this one particular tornado, in the beginning, they were not that easy to track, even with radar. The Doppler radar system was not as intense as it is now. And they would get threats of it. Now, I don't remember one weather broadcaster who would absolutely get incensed. People would say, it struck without warning. He said, it did not strike without warning. We told you repeatedly the possibility is there. So it wasn't that you didn't have a warning. A warning normally follows a watch. A watch is posted to say conditions are ripe. If conditions are ripe, you might well have a warning follow, and it may be spotted by a trained spotter. It might actually be picked up on a radar. it might just be caught in rain clouds, shrouded in rain, which is the worst of all tornadoes. And the worst of them occur at night when you cannot see anything. You have no idea what is going on. This tornado started near Plainview, Texas, moving northeast. The direct path line, if it had stayed directly path, would be closer to 35 miles. But it wandered, as tornadoes will, like a tipsy-turvy type. It was bouncing left, bouncing right. And it spun off others. So it's hard to say all of this was due to this one tornado, and yet it was the supercell. And it continued to spawn them off. We'd been on watch that night. Didn't appear anything was going to happen in our area. Plainview, Texas, quite a ways from Amarillo. We weren't that worried about it at that point. We do the newscast that night, and then word comes in that a tornado did strike the Sherwood Shores location, now known as Howard Wick. Sherwood Shores is one of those areas where it's a man-made lake. They put up mobile homes around this man-made lake so they can go enjoy a weekend at the lake. Some actually had structures built, mostly with mobile homes. They didn't have a lot of money to put in, but it was a chance to have some reputation, or rather some recreation with their children. And they loved it. It's an idyllic position. Great fishing, beautiful weather generally. But as I said, there was no cell phone. What landlines existed came down rapidly. This F4 tornado, as they ended up identifying it, swept from the southern side of the lake where most of the homes were along the shoreline. You have no safety in a mobile home. I don't care how you brace it, how you tie it down, you have little to slim, if any, safety. And in the dead of night, maybe you've already put your kids down to bed, and maybe you're going to sleep, and all of a sudden there's a tremendous sound. And yes, it sounds like a roaring train. It does. Often it's been said as somewhat of a tongue-in-cheek joke that, well, if it didn't sound like a train, it wasn't a tornado. But yet it does. And the ferocity in the wind is in every direction. And it is moving on a path. This particular tornado started near Plainview in the panhandle, moving to the northeast, striking Sherwood Shores and all of its collection of mobile homes. The worst target. We didn't get word until maybe one or so in the morning how bad it was, because there were people stranded out there. They had no way to get out. They had no cell phones. They had what vehicles they had were blocked or torn or no roads available, till finally word got out. We have been hit by a massive tornado. Next light, I'm on with our crew, and we're on a jet chopper Ranger, and we're flying the distance from Amarillo to there. And on the way, we can see clearly the path of destruction. It was a swath of land torn apart, houses, trees, and in some cases, cattle staked to the ground by large timbers. And we just continued to follow it, followed it all the way up to the lake. And then when you got to the lake, everything that had been on the south side of that lake is now in the lake. And then it went to the other side and picked up more debris on those homes on that side. But the brunt of it was to the south. Triage units were brought in, various departments offering to volunteer to help. But where do you start? I mean, who can you help? And you don't know how many are maybe trapped underwater. If you can get to them in time, you'll be able to save them. But you don't know. I've seen a lot of natural and man-made disasters, including the one that hit Springfield, Missouri, which I'll talk about another day. But this, at that point, was the biggest I had seen. In 1970, and people weeping, clothes torn, scratched, cut, some cases limbs missing. Ambulance crews from all over the area came in to offer help. They estimated in the end 16 fatalities, 30 injuries. Now, I don't know if that number is still accurate. That was what they came up with at the time. I have no doubt some of those injured later succumbed to their injuries. Every mobile home in the community was destroyed. Total damage estimated at that time with those dollars in 1970 at $8 million, much, much more now. So I'm doing interviews at the hospital of those who have been pulled out alive, getting their stories. You always take it careful and easy. They've been in a lot of trauma, but you want their story. And I'm leaning forward to ask this man a question, and he's barely able to whisper, and I have to lean in a little closer, and I feel my foot hit something. I don't know what it is, but I continue, and I lean in a little closer, and again, my foot hits something under the bed. There is, of course, more to the story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Talon Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. Not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So as I tried to continue to get the interview with this man, I'm having to lean in a little closer and try not to put weight on his bed or on him. but I can't get close enough because my feet keep hitting something under the bed. I finally bend down and look under the bed. And what do I see? Bodies. As folks were dying in those beds, they had no place to put them. They were putting them under a bed to make room for someone who needed a bed. Ironically, weeks before, that district had had a vote to finance a new hospital facility. It got rejected. It later got built. But it took that tragedy. That was not one of the worst tornadoes to ever hit Texas. The biggest would have been Lubbock. That was very big. And then you had the Goliad tornado. I covered all of them. And I'll share those stories as the rest of the story in the future. But in closing, in the dark of night, you had no idea what you have. With dawn's first light, you realize just how bad it is and how lucky and blessed some were, but some were not. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Ben, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure. No hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.